奉主耶稣基督圣名，在这里跟大家一起来查考圣经。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I study scriptures together this morning with you.
我真的没有想到说234首是丧礼唱的。
I never thought of the hymn 234 as being a hymn to be sung during funeral services only.
234首是我坐在火车上唱的。我坐在火车上的时候唱的。
This hymn 234 is a hymn that I would normally sing when I'm on the train.
因为在欧陆要到遥远的地方，茫茫无序，就像雅各要离开他家一样。
Because in Europe, when you're leaving your home to go to a far off place, you're just like Jacob leaving his homeland.
所以只求神跟我同住。
And so we have to pray only to God to be with me.
求神跟我同去。
To pray to God to go with me.
没有想到是丧礼。
I never thought that would be a funeral song.
下一次要唱234首要考虑一下了。
The next time when I want to sing this hymn, I have to consider first.
今天要跟我们一起的查考题目是苦难的邀请。
And this morning the topic for mutual exhortation is an invitation to suffering.
不晓得我们在座有没有慕道朋友。
I don't know if there are any friends or observers here amongst us this morning.
我很怕道理讲完以后就离开教会了。
I'm afraid after speaking this sermon, you may leave the church.
你如果听得不平安的话，那我们会后再谈。
If after listening to this sermon you do not feel at peace, we can discuss this after the service.
那我们已经受洗了，就没有办法了。
And for those of us who have been baptized, it's already too late.
我总觉得说信主是一个苦难的邀请。
I believe that by believing in Jesus, it is actually an invitation to suffering.
那我们来圣经里面查考看看。
So let us first examine the scriptures.
我们来请看约翰福音的十六章。
Let's turn to Gospel according to John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章。
John 16.
33节。
Verse
33. 这里是耶稣讲的。
These were the words of Jesus.
他说：“我将这些事告诉你们，是叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了这世界。”
Here Jesus says, "I have said this to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation.But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
所以主耶稣说你们在世上会有苦难。
So here Jesus says that you will have tribulation in this world.
因为耶稣将真理告诉了我们。
Because Jesus has imparted the truth to us.
我们在里面有平安。
And in him we have peace.
但是在世上有苦难。
But in the world we have tribulation.
所以对我来讲，这个信主跟从主本来就是苦难的起头。
And so actually, believing in the Lord and following the Lord is actually an invitation to suffering.
那主耶稣也怕我难过。
And Jesus is afraid that we may be sad.
所以说你可以放心。
So it says, be of good cheer.
我已经胜了世界了。
I have overcome the world.
虽然你很苦。
So although you may be suffering.
但是我比你还要苦。
But I suffer even more than you.
我已经胜过了。
I have overcome.
你只要跟从我就对了。
And as long as you follow me, it's right.
那为什么这个是一个苦难呢？
And why is itThis is considered as a suffering.
我们可以来看17章。
Let's look at chapter 17.
17章14节。
Chapter 17, verse 14.
我也将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
Jesus says, I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
所以一个领受道理的人跟这个世界是对立的。
So one who receives the word of God is opposes to the people of the world.
我们生命，他们死亡。
We have life, they have death.
当然并不是要他们永远死亡，我们是要拯救他们的。
Of course, we do not want them to have eternal death, but we want to save them.
但是面对这个世界，他们是恨我们的。
But when we face this world, the world hates us.
因为我们不再属于这个世界了。
Because we no longer belong to the world.
所以我想说我们也不用想要去明白他为什么是这样，为什么是那样。
So I believe that we need not seek the reasons as to why they treat us this way.
比如说在马来西亚，我政治性的不要讲了，比如说在欧洲，那种族歧视比较严重。
For example, in some countries in Europe where the government is more strict.
不是政府，那个人民之间有那种族歧视。
Sorry, there's some racial prejudices.
你会觉得本来就是这样的。
You may feel that, oh, this is just like this.
因为你不是那个国家的人。
Because you're not a part of the country.
他们现在没有工作，他们怪你了。
Now they have no work, they start to blame you.
他们治安不好，他们也怪你了。
And,
也会怪你说是因为你来。
And they'll blame you for all their problems.
是因为你不属于他们。
It is because you are not a part of them.
那我们在这个世界，因为我们归从了主。
And because in the world we are parts of the Lord Jesus.
所以这个世界怎么看都怎么不顺眼，他们看我们都不顺眼。
So no matter how the world views us, they do not like what they see.
所以你不要假正经啦。
So do not pretend there's nothing happening.
天底下没有圣人啦。
That there's no holy man in the world.
你不要装得像耶稣一样啦。
Don't be like Jesus.
那我们再请看约翰福音的十五章。
Let's look at John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
John 15.
十五章二十四节。
John 15 verse 24.
这里说，我若没有在他们中间行过别人未曾行的事，他们就没有罪。但如今连我与我的父，他们也看见，也恨恶了。
So if I have not done among them the works which no one else did, they would not have sinned. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father.
这要应验他们的律法书上所写的说，他们无故的恨我。
It is to fulfill the word that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause.
他们无故的恨我。
They hated me without a cause.
他们也会无故的恨我们。
And similarly, they'll hate us without a cause.
所以我们今天想要在这世界上求得一个平衡点，我觉得这是不可能的。
So it's impossible for us to ask for a peaceful and blissful life in this world.
如果你是属神的人，
if you areSomeone who belongs to God,
你就永远不可能跟这个世界取求到一个平衡点。
You can never seek for perfect peace and harmony between you and the world.
你不能说好，那我就来爱世界，但我也爱主。
So you cannot say that I want to love the world as well as I want to love the Lord.
我要跟世俗做朋友，我进入会堂要做一个好基督徒。
I want to be a friend of the world and I want to be a good Christian when I come to church.
因为我不愿意别人排挤我。
Because I do not want others to despise me.
所以我离开会堂，我有另外一种形态的生活。
So when I leave a church, I have another way of life.
这就是我们心理上没有认识清楚。
And that is this misunderstanding that we have within us.
我们总觉得说应该跟他们一样。
We feel that we should be like them.
如果我们跟他们一样，我们可能比较容易带领他们来。
If we are like them, then it may be easier for us to bring them to church.
但是我们忘记了，他们本来就应该恨我们的。
But we have forgotten the fact that they hate us.
因为这是道理的不一样。
Because of the differences in the truth.
这是归属的不一样。
And this is the differences in principles.
我们已经归属了神，他们还是在罪恶的权势之下。
We have belonged to God, but they still belong to the world of sin.
所以我一直不会想去了解说为什么我们在世上这么的苦。
And so I would not go and think of the reasons as to why we have so much sufferings in this world.
因为圣经讲很清楚是无故的。
Because the Bible tells us that all these are without a cause.
是没有道理的。
And there's no reason behind this.
彼得讲说是因为了我们行善受苦。
And Peter says we suffer on account of doing good.
他说如果行恶受苦是应当的，但是我们是因为行善而受苦。
Peter says it's right for us to suffer if we have done wrong, but we have suffered because we are doing good.
因为这个罪恶的世界不容许我们做一个属神的人。
Because this world of sin does not want us to belong to God.
那圣经历史里面也记载许多那些受苦的人。
And in the history of the church, there are many recordings of people who have suffered.
我们来请看希伯来书的第十章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章
Hebrews chapter 10
十章三十二节
Hebrews 10 verse 32
这里说你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难
But recall the former days when after you were enlightened you endured a hard struggle with sufferings
因为蒙了光照，忍受各样的苦难。
Because we have been enlightened, we have endured a hard struggle with sufferings.
再看十一章。
Let's look at chapter 11.
十一章从三十五节以下。
From verses 35 onwards.
这些都是因为信主的关系。
And these are all reasons. Things that happen on account of believing in Jesus.
有富人因自己的死人复活，又有忍受严刑不肯苟且得释放，为要得着更美的复活；又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆手、监禁，各等的磨练，被石头打死，被锯锯死，受试探，被刀杀，披着绵羊、山羊的皮各处奔跑，受穷乏、患难、苦害，在旷野、山林、山洞、地穴漂流无定，本是世界不配有的人。这些人都是因信得了美好的证据。这些人就是我们应该走的路。
And this is the way that we ought to walk.
我总觉得说我们应该是这条路。
And I believe that we ought to walk this way.
他们这批人因为信了主,
this group of people, because they believe in the Lord,
他们接受神的救恩,
they receive the salvation grace of God.
但从此他们遇到很大的患难,
and from then onwards, they met with great tribulations.
希伯来书的作者一个讲得非常的好,
and the author of Hebrews described this very well.
他说, 因为他们本是世界不配有的人,
they say that these people are of whom the world was not worthy.
这世界不配有我们这种人,
the world is not worthy to have people like us.
因为这罪恶世界怎么配有我们这被神救, 救赎的人呢?
Because how can the world of sin be worthy of us who have been saved by God?
所以我们要知道, 我们今天是接受苦难的邀请,
and so today we have to understand that we have received this invitation to suffering.
你既然接受苦难的邀请, 你就要走上苦难,
since you have accepted this invitation to suffering, you must walk on this way of suffering.
你不能说苦难耶稣你受这个福气我来享,
you cannot tell Jesus that you suffer and I enjoy the blessings.
没有的,
there's no such thing.
耶稣一样说我们要受苦难,
Jesus says that we have to suffer similarly.
你们在世上有苦难,
in the world you will have tribulations,
但是在你心里面你们有平安,
but in you yourself you have peace.
所以我们可以反省自己说我在世上有没有苦难,
so we can examine ourselves to see, are we suffering?
如果你在世上没有苦难, 表示你的信仰并不是纯正啊,
if you have no sufferings, then it can be said that your faith is not pure.
因为你跟这个世界处得很好,
because you are at ease with the people of the world.
就像我跟一个抽大麻的处得很好, 你会觉得说这传道奇奇怪怪的, 如果我跟一个流氓很好的话, 你会觉得说这传道有点奇怪,
so if I'm good friends with a gangster, you may think that this preacher is a strange one.
那你跟世界和好, 我也觉得很奇怪,
and if you are at ease with the people of the world, then I feel strange as well.
你说我信主在世上都没有苦难,
this is, I have no sufferings in believing in Jesus in the world.
那这耶稣的话落空了,
then the words of Jesus are empty.
那我们苦难在哪里?
So where is our suffering?
我们现在一点一点来, 提出来跟大家一起来, 学习,
let's bring up point by point so that we can examine and study together.
我们第一个苦难是因为神呼召我们,
the first suffering is that because the Lord has called us.
神如果没有呼召我们, 我们不会那么苦,
if the Lord hasn't called us, we will not have so much sufferings.
我们请看创世纪的12章,
let's look at Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪12章,
Genesis chapter 12,
12章第一节开始,
chapter 12 verse 1 onwards.
耶和华对亚伯拉罕说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地方去，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，也要叫别人得福。Now
the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing.
这一节圣经节我有点不能接受,
I cannot quite accept this passage for the Bible.
全能的神,
the Almighty God,
能力那么大的神,
a God with such great power,
他要祝福亚伯兰是很简单的,
it's easy for him to bless Abraham.
他在那个地方也可以祝福他,
he can bless Abraham at that place.
反正土地那么大,
after all the land is so big,
为什么一定要选迦南地为赐福之地?
Why should he choose the land of Canaan to be the land of blessing?
伊甸乐园也不在那里啊,
and the Garden of Eden is not there as well.
所以神为什么要叫亚伯兰离开本地本族父家?
And why did God want Abraham to leave his father's house, kindred and family?
你能力大, 我在这里, 你就在这里祝福我就可以了,
since your power is great, you can just bless me here.
你为什么一定要离开父家?
Why do you want me to leave my father's house?
我在这里生活得那么好,
I have such a good life here.
我有的亲人,
I have my kindred.
我有的朋友,
I have my friends.
我有的家族,
I have my ancestors.
但是有一天神来呼召我,
but one day God came and called me.
你要离开本地本族父家,
you must leave your country, your kindred and your father's house,
到我所指示你的地方去,
and to go to a place where I will direct you,
然后我要祝福给你,
and then I will bless you.
你要不要?
Do you want this?
要离开,
you must leave.
但我们现在坐飞机很快的,
so now we're taking a plane, is very quick.
在那个游民, 在那种时代,
during those days,
走向那陌生的地方,
to go to a strange land.
圣经记载说亚伯兰他根本就不晓得去哪里,
the Bible tells us that Abraham doesn't know where he was to go.
神叫他走他就走了,
God tells him to go and he walked.
他带着他的羊,
he brought his cattle,
带着他太太,
brought his wife,
带着他罗德,
brought Lot,
跟他父兄说我走了,
and told his father that he is to leave.
你去哪里?
Where are you going?
神要祝福我,
God wants to bless me.
去哪里啊?
Where are you going?
不知道,
I do not know.
遥远的地方,
far off place.
那你为什么要离开我们?
So why do you want to leave us?
在这里生活不是很好吗?
Don't you have a good life here?
你的神难道不能在这里祝福你吗?
Cannot your God bless you here?
他抱头痛哭,
and he embraced in weeping.
再见再见,
goodbye goodbye.
他就走上旷野的路,
and so he walked on this way of wilderness.
所以神如果不来呼召我们,
so if God has not come and called us,
我们应该不会受苦的。
We will not suffer then.
但是神来呼召了我们。
But when God has called us,
他说你要出来。
He says you must come out.
你要离开。
You must leave.
离开你所熟悉的环境。
You must leave the environment that you're familiar with.
离开你觉得很安全的地方。
Leave the place where you have a sense of security.
到一个我指示你的陌生的地方去。
And go to a place where I should direct you, a strange land.
耶稣来到世上也是这样的呼召我们。
In the same way, when Jesus came to the world, he called us in the same way.
说你们要离开父母兄弟。
This must leave your parents, your brothers and sisters.
离开你们的家庭。
Leave your families.
你们背起十字架来跟从我。
You must bear up the cross and follow me.
这样你们才配称为我的门徒。
Then only this way are you worthy to call my disciples.
你当然有很多解释了。
Of course, you have many explanations for this.
耶稣的意思不是这样的。
Jesus' explanation is not like this.
他讲的是另外的。
What he means is another thing.
其实耶稣意思就是这样。
But actually, Jesus means this.
就像当时他跟亚伯兰讲的话一模一样。
And it was the same way when God spoke to Abraham.
离开本地本族父家。
Leave your father's house, your kindred, and your country.
指示你的地方去。
And to go to the land that shall direct you.
彼得他们有这样的心情。
Peter had this kind of similar faith.
所以彼得他们在世上，我们来请看彼得前书的第二章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter 2.
第二章十一节
First Peter 2 verse 11
他说亲爱的弟兄啊你们是客旅是寄居的
Beloved I beseech you as aliens and exiles
我们是客旅
We are aliens
我们是寄居的
We are exiles
这是从亚伯拉罕开始
And this began from the time of Abraham
因为从此这个世界已经恨了我们了
Because from now onwards the world has hated us
恨了我们你为什么要跟他做朋友
And since the world hates us why should we be friends with them
我们只是寄居而已
We are but aliens
我们都是路过
And we are but sojourners
亚伯拉罕到迦南地他一块土地都没有得到
And when Abraham went to the land of Canaan he did not receive a single piece of land
他太太死他要出血买地
And when his wife died he had to pay to buy a piece of land to bury.
当时神怎么告诉他
But at that time, what did God tell him?
说离开本地本族父家
Leave your country, your kindred, and your father's house.
我要祝福给你
I will bless you.
我要使你成为大国
I want to make you a great nation.
等了好几年
And he waited for many years.
一个孩子都没有
He didn't have even one son.
他太太也灰心了
And his wife was disheartened.
他信心也有点动摇了
And his faith was shaken a little bit.
神的意许都不见了
He cannot see the promises of God.
他太太要死之前
before his wife died,
说不定问他
and she asked him,
说以前你怎么叫我出来？
啊，
以前为什么叫我出来？
啊 in the past, why did you ask me to come out?
你不是说神要祝福我们吗？
Did you tell us that God wants to bless us?
地在哪里？
Where is the land?
我要埋在哪里？
Where shall be buried?
大国在哪里？
Where is the great nation?
什么都没有啊。
There's nothing at all.
但他没有这样讲了。
But she didn't say this.
我是这样想的。
I'm just thinking like this.
那这是一个很痛苦的过程
And this is actually a period of suffering
我们人就总是等待非常痛苦
And a man is just awaiting for the sufferings
所以现在比较聪明的作家就写一个说等待国陀一个戏剧我想我们都很清楚就是等待一个神、啊、
And so now some authors which have written this book Waiting for a God
等了半天没有来
And it waited for such a long time and still cannot find him
你们白等了
do not wait in vain.
你们这些基督徒都是白等的。
You Christians have waited in vain.
因为没有这回事。
Because it's no such thing.
他骗你的一场梦。
He has deceived you. It's but a dream.
彼得说我们是寄居的。
Peter says that we are aliens.
我们来请看第四章。
Let's look at chapter 4.
四章的第一节。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当这样心智作为兵器，因为肉身经过受苦，就已经与罪断绝了。
Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same thought, so whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Christ has suffered in the flesh. And you must arm yourselves with the same thought. You must arm yourselves with suffering as your armor.
你若有这样的准备的话，任何的毁谤、任何的误解，你都能够承受得了。
And if you have this preparation, then no matter what kind of slander or persecutions, you'll be able to withstand it.
因为我被召本来就是为了这个。
Because when I have been called, it is for account of this.
也因为这样，让我能够跟罪隔离。
And because of this, I can be separated from sin.
我如果没有受苦，我跟罪是朋友的。
And if I have not suffered, then I'm still a friend of sin.
在受苦当中，我才知道说，我必须要经过受苦。
But in the midst of suffering, then will we understand that we have to undergo suffering.
因为这样能够洁净我。
Because only this way can we cleanse ourselves.
所以第一个苦难。
So the first suffering.
主耶稣的呼召。
The calling of the Lord Jesus.
第二个苦难是什么？
What is the second suffering?
我们来请看提摩太后书的第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
二章十五节。
Chapter 2 verse 15.
所以你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
Do your best to present yourselves to God as one approved, a workman who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of God.
那时候环境不好。
At that time, the situation was not good.
真理慢慢的混淆了。
The truth was gradually changed.
许多人都离开保罗了。
Many people left Paul.
那提摩太胆量不够。
And Timothy was not bold enough.
所以保罗写信给他。
So Paul wrote him a letter.
在监狱里面写信。
He wrote a letter to him in prison.
他那时候已经快死了。
At the time he was about to die.
他告诉他。
He told Timothy.
你要竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦。
Do your best to present yourselves to God as approved.
要按着正义分解圣经。
And to rightly handle the word of truth.
这是我们今天一个很大的苦难。
And today this is a great suffering of ours.
也是我们年轻人一个很大的苦难。
And it's a great suffering of the youth.
按正义分解圣经。
To rightly handle the truth.
如果我道理讲了柔和一点的话。
If my truth is being preached to be a bit more warm,
不一定要在大水受洗了。
More gentle, you do not need to be baptized in living waters.
挖个池子也可以了。
You can dig a well and baptize members there.
那你就没有苦难了。
Then you have no sufferings.
真的是没有苦难，我跟你保证。
I can guarantee you that you have no sufferings.
真耶稣教会是得救教会
了。The true church is the church that can be saved.
你们神也会怜悯呐。
Your God can also forgive, have mercy.
不会再有苦难
了。You have no sufferings then.
你会有很多朋友。
You have many friends.
大家就说你心胸广大。
Everyone say that, oh, you're very magnanimous.
你不再是一个假心病的人。就心胸很窄的人。
And then you're no longer a narrow-minded man.
所以他们那时候也面对这样的困难。
At that time, they met with the same problems.
因为真理总是没有人要听。
Because no one wants to hear the words of truth.
大家总比较喜欢听那容易最能容易接受的道理。
And they want to listen to words which sin or which they can accept easily.
所以那时候几个工人就开始传偏离的道理了。
And so at that time, some workers preached the gospel contrary to what has been preached.
保罗希望提摩太坚持。
And Paul wanted Timothy to be resolute in his faith.
因为这是一个受苦。
Because this is a suffering.
我们来请看马太福音。
Let's look at Matthew.
马太福音23章。
Matthew 23.
马太福音23章
Matthew 23
来请看37节
Let's look at verse 37
这耶稣说耶路撒冷啊耶路撒冷啊你常杀害先知用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的我都是愿意聚集你们的儿女好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下只是你们不愿意
Here Jesus bring me my prophets
为什么被杀
Why are they killed?
就是因为传讲神的福音。
It's because they have preached the word of God.
像耶利米一样。
Just like Jeremiah.
耶利米一直传讲神的预言。
Jeremiah kept on proclaiming the prophecies of God.
传讲神的警告。
And proclaimed the warnings of God.
那些假先知起来。
The false prophets arose.
打他嘴巴。
And it slapped him.
下他到监狱里面。
And threw him to prison.
放在牢笼里面是那个泥巴的牢笼。
And sent him to
烂泥巴。
The leper's den.
他在那里非常的受苦
and he suffered a great deal there.
没得吃
he, could not, he has no food to eat there
为什么
why
因为他传讲神的话语
because he proclaimed the words of God
所以我们看过一节圣经节
so we have seen the verse of the Bible
他说我不再传了
he said, I will not preach any longer
因为太苦了为什么要传
because it's so much sufferings why should I continue
我做一个安静人安静祷告就可以得救了
I can just meditate and sell silently and can be saved
何必一定要传福音
why should I go and preach then
何必一定要为真理争辩
why should I contend for the truth
我们讲的是对外面的
We're saying that to outsiders now.
我们对弟兄姐妹，我们可以，因为都已经归入基督了。
And to brothers and sisters, because we have belonged, coming to Jesus Christ.
已经同样因一个灵了。
And we have the same spirit.
我相信，只要是同样一个灵，总是有一天会合一的。
I believe that as long as we are of the same spirit, we can be united one day.
但是跟这个世界
，but to the world,
我们是对立的。
We are contending against them.
而且如果我们太坚持道理
，and if we are insisting too much on the truth,
显出我们的愚昧。显出我们很笨。
We manifest our foolishness.
你怎么讲就只会讲圣灵。
You only talk about the Holy Spirit.
再怎么讲都是受洗。
And you only talk about baptism.
这些听的不要听了。
I've heard so much of this and I do not want to hear this any longer.
你们讲了一些比较新鲜的。
Why don't you say something more fresh?
至少叫你的学问显出来啊。显出你的学问来。
And why don't you manifest out your wisdom, your knowledge?
所以我们就开始慢慢变了。
So we gradually change.
现在不再谈真理啊。
Now we do not talk about truth anymore.
有时候你一篇道理听下来，好像在听演讲一样。
Sometimes when you hear a sermon, it's as though you're hearing an oratorical speech.
这个考古，那个考古。
啊。
考古学 ，archaeology.
Okay, this archaeological findings and that archaeological findings.
讲了许许多多跟真理无关的。
And you speak of many things which has nothing to do with the truth.
为什么
？Why？
因为真理他觉得说没有人听了。
Because but you feel that no one wants to listen to the truth.
而且他觉得说为真理争辩会伤感情。
And you feel that by contending for the truth, you may cause frictions.
来讲一些学问性的。
So let's talk about something related to knowledge.
大家听完以后觉得说这次没有听到圣灵不错。
So when people hear this, oh, it's good that we have not heard about the Holy Spirit this time.
终于有新的东西可以听了。
Finally, we can hear something new.
那就慢慢偏离了。
And then we have gradually gone astray.
所以当时就发明说没有复活的事情。
So at the time, the people proclaimed there's no such thing as a resurrection.
就开始讲没有复活的事情。
And so they proclaimed the non-existence of resurrection.
讲到最后，那讲有复活的人变成傻瓜。
And so finally, those who proclaim resurrections become as fools.
所以保罗他很励志。
And so Paul was very resolute.
其实他很受苦的。
And he suffered a great deal.
因为他学问很大。
Because he had a great knowledge.
但他又没有用过他的学问。
But he did not make use of his knowledge.
那别人又看不起他。
And people despise him because of this.
所以有时候保罗会这样讲。
So that's why Paul says this.
说看起来是很凶。
Although I may seem to be very fierce.
言语也很粗俗。
And I'm very rough in my speech.
写起字来又大。
And the words which I write are very large.
可能跟我一样眼睛痛了，我看。
I think he has some eye problems like me.
啊，有一封信写到最后说，你看我的字多么大。
And one of his letters says.See the large letters which I write with.
在我眼睛最痛的时候，我结尾是这样写说：“你看我的字多么大。”
And when my eyes are in great pain, I too will write in the same way.
但他有一个挣扎。
But he has a struggle.
到底要讲学问还是要讲真理？
Should he proclaim the knowledge or should he proclaim the truth?
我这样被人家看不起。
If I would do this, I'm despised.
他被审问的时候。
And when he was questioned.
他讲复活的事情。
He spoke about the resurrection.
那王怎么跟他讲？
What did the king say to him?
说保罗，你是不是学问太大了？
Paul, is the knowledge making you mad?
大到你疯掉了？
Until it's causing you to be mad.
怎么讲复活的事情？
What do you talk about resurrection?
天底下怎么这个事情？
Why is there such a thing in this world?
如果你是一个有学问的人，
if you're one of knowledge.
好，比如说你受过很好的教育，
for example, you received good education.
你懂得很多世上的学问，
and you know many things of the world.
但是圣经所讲的又跟那个不一样。
But when the things of the Bible is against those things that you have learned.
你跟朋友见证，
and you're testifying to your friends.
有死人复活，
the dead will resurrect.
你当医生是不是糊涂了？
Oh, are you a doctor who have gone mad?
我们那边就有这样的情形。
Where we are, we have such a situation.
一个当医生的青年来信主。
Youth who was a doctor came to believe in God.
他哥哥也是医生。
And his brother was a doctor as well.
他哥跟他讲说：“你是不是头脑有点不对劲？”
And the doctor asked him, his brother asked him, is there something wrong with you?
你医生当这么久，竟然相信死人可以复活？
You have been a doctor for such a long time, and yet you believe that the dead will rise.
那你怎么办？
So what are you to do then?
当然以后就少讲了。
So you speak less next time.
不要讲真理最好。
Let's best not to talk about the truth.
所以我们来请看更多前书第一章。
So let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
更多前书第一章到第二章，我希望你们每个念书人都要念好几次。
I hope that all of you read 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and 2 often.
然后像我这样红红绿绿一直画。
And to make many markings in these two chapters.
因为保，我觉得保罗在这里很挣扎。
Because I feel that Paul was had a great struggle within himself.
他真的很挣扎。
He truly struggled with
it. 所以在二十二节他这样讲。
So in verse 22 it says this.
他说犹太人要神迹，希利尼人要智慧。
Jews demand signs, and Greeks seek wisdom.
这不是保罗做不到的。
This is not something that Paul cannot do.
保罗有智慧，他也可以行神迹。
Paul had wisdom and Paul could perform signs.
但是二十三节。
But 23,
他说我们却传钉十字架的基督。
But we preach Christ was crucified.
犹太人看不起我们。
And Jews despise us.
外邦人也看不起我们。
Similarly, Gentiles.
有什么关系？
What is there then?
因为这是神的能力所在。
Because this is where the power of God is.
所以他就立志。
So he resolved.
在二章的第二节。
In chapter 2, verse 2.
我曾经定的主意。
I have decided.
你们如果念过书，你们就可以体验他这句话。
And if you have ever studied before, you can emphasize what you said.
我强迫自己不讲别的。
I would have decided I would not speak of anything else.
很多事情我可以用别的方法来跟你理论。
There are many things that I can debate with you in many other areas.
让你看得起我。
So that you can look highly upon me.
但是我定的主意。
But I have decided.
在你们中间不知道别的。
That to know nothing among you.
你们哥林多教会是有智慧的教会。
Your church of Corinth is a church of knowledge.
你们看不起我没有关系。
It doesn't matter if you despise me.
我什么都不知道。
I don't know anything.
我只知道耶稣基督。
I only know Jesus Christ.
我只知道他被钉十字架。
I only know that he has been crucified.
在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又战惊。
And I was with you in weakness and in much fear and trembling.
我讲的话不是委婉智慧的言语。
And my speech and my message was not impossible words.
我只希望神的大能开通你们的心。
But I only hope that the power of God will open up your hearts.
这是一个很大的决志。
And this was a great resolution.
这是一个很大的痛苦。
And this was a great suffering.
越程度越有怎么讲？我们讲武侠小说好了。
Let's talk about sword fighting novels.
如果你功夫很好。
If your 功夫 is very good,
那一个没有练过功夫来打你，
someone who has no kung fu comes and fight against you.
然后叫小孩子来笑。
And you, he brings the kids to laugh.
这个人说他有功夫啊。
This man says he has kung fu.
你看我打他头，他还不会回头哎。
Look at him. I give him a punch. He cannot return me one.
秃头的。秃头的。那个小孩子不是骂那个伊丽莎说秃头的。
Bald head. Baldy.
回个手啊！你不是学过很多功夫吗？
Why don't you return me a punch? Don't you say you have much kung fu?
很多人都戏弄他。
Many people laugh at him.
然后全都笑这个人，他说他有功夫，什么都没有。
And people laugh at him, saying that, oh, you say you have kung fu, and not, yet you have nothing.
这是困难的。
This is suffering.
就像耶稣一样。
Just like Jesus.
耶稣在被抓的时候没有回首，这是很困难的。
It was difficult for Jesus not to retaliate when he was being captured.
因为他有这个能力。
Because he has this power.
他不做。
But he didn't do this.
因为他知道说一做的话，神的旨意不能成全。
Because he knew that once he did it, then the will be fulfilled.
保罗也知道。
Paul knew this.
这样去反驳他们。
If he were to go against them in this manner,
以后就没有这些
this letter of
都没有那么清楚了。
Then the truth would be not so clear.
一定要定义。
He resolute.
定义我什么都不知道。
To know nothing.
没有关系。
Let him laugh and jeer at me.
我就是知道耶稣基督。
And you want to know of Jesus.
相信的话
，believe
你就能够到神的大。
You will then
苦难
，this is
比较关系。
And I believe this is something to do to you.
真耶稣教会又好像很奇怪。
Strange.
一听到这个教会的名字，都向后倒三步。
And the moment they hear the name, they will just take three steps back.
听说我们教会车子开在街上，还有人这个车子。车窗摇下来骂几句再走的。
And I heard that when some people pass by the church gate, they will wind up the windows and score a few words.
只有你们真，大家都假啦。
Only you are true, and everyone else is false.
要是我在的话，我就说就是这样啊。
And if I'm present, I'll say yes, this is so.
你不信来试试看。
If you don't believe, come and take.
你不
试，你怎
么知道不是我们，只有我们才真？
If you don't come and try, how then we know that we are only the true church?
那第二个苦难在哪里？第三个苦难。
So where is the third suffering?
不合时代。
We're not with the times.
真的很不合时代。
We are truly not with the times.
这个时代什么时代？你们穿这个衣服？
What times is this? What kind of clothes are you wearing?
真的，我觉得我们很不合时代。
I find that we are truly not of this times.
什么时代的还媒妁之言？结婚还要别人介绍？
What times is this where even marriages have to be arranged?
我在法国念书的时候。
When I was studying in France.
26岁。
I was 26 years old.
没有接触过女孩子。
I've never met a girl before.
有一天圣诞节。
So, one Christmas.
我们不要讲圣诞节，反正要不然就要起争论
了。That's not about Christmas, or else we would have.
有一天他们正快乐的日子。
One day when they were having a happy day.
我也被邀请去了。
I was invited along.
但我不是庆祝耶稣生日哈。
I was, of course, I was not celebrating the birthday of Jesus.
我是去那边吃那个生蚝哈，生的蚵啊。
So I was going there to eat these fresh oysters.
吃完以后，大家谈得很高兴。
So after that, everyone was having a good conversation.
讲话就越来越离谱了。
And the conversation went more and more absurd.
然后矛头指向我了。
So one of them pointed his finger at me.
那轮到你呀。
So now it's your turn.
很抱歉，我什么都没有。
Says, oh, I'm sorry, I have nothing at all.
哇，大家笑得倒下去。
And he laughed and laughed.
真的笑到站起来了，没有倒下去了。
He laughed and he stood up.
因为坐着很难笑。
It's difficult for him to laugh when sitting.
站起来不要紧，还在那边转来转去。
It doesn't matter when he just stand up. He still walk around and around.
然后这样看我。
And look at me like that.
不止一个人了。
Not only one of them.
所以你一定有病哦。
Oh, you must have some sickness.
哇，真是。所以你一定有病，所以才没有接触女孩子的。
So that oh, because you have sickness, that's why you have not gotten me any girl at all.
我那时候真的是觉得说，哦，真的是我们不同时代的人。
So at that time, I truly felt that I was not along with the times of the world.
我是摩西时代的，你们是二十世纪的。
I'm during the times of the Moses or the Judges.
所以不合时代。
So we're not with the times.
我们有很多观念跟这世界不一样。
We have many concepts that are different from the time.
这世界一直在变。
This world is constantly changing.
所以我们有时候我们弟兄姐妹哈，我们也会讲说时代不一样了。
So sometimes amongst brothers and sisters may say that oh the times is different.
何必这样呢？
Is it like this?
我现在没有讲说媒妁之言哦，你们可以自由恋爱，我是很赞成自由恋爱的。
So others.
You 不敢翻译是不是？
I'm not saying that one must undergo through marriage by introduction, but actually, I'm saying that you can actually have courtship as well.
但是要在主里面哈，就是你们中间哈。
But it must be done within the Lord.
但这个恋爱不是放出感情的恋爱哈。
Of course, this courtship doesn't mean that you give way to your passion.
我总觉得说在主里结婚就好了。
I believe that by marrying the Lord, it is the best.
你要怎么认识都可以。
It doesn't matter how you get to know the other party.
你婚前保持圣洁。
As long as you maintain your purity before marriage.
传道。
Preacher.
圣洁在哪里？
Where is the verses in the Bible?
摩索还是摩摩这里还是摩托？
Where does purity lies? Is it holding hands, arms, or hair?
你如果有要犯罪的意图，你如果要犯罪的意图，你就已经犯罪了。你不要问我。
If you have this desire within you to sin, then you have sinned already. Don't ask me.
好，那我们不合时代。
So we're not with the times.
我们会讲说这个圣经两千年前，不要几年几千年前，我忘记了。那么久以前写的，五千年好了哈，比较妥当一点。那么久以前写的，现在怎么可以用
？So, since the Bible is written so many thousand years ago, how can then we make use of it?
真糟糕，有录音了，我真的忘记几年了，谁知道这个圣经什么时候写的？三四千年前是不是？好像三四千了。好了，三四千年前写的哈。
Okay, 3,000-4,000 years ago, the Bible was written.
因为我一直觉得说圣经是现代的，所以我一直没有理他说什么时候写的。
Because I came on thinking the Bible is written for us to use today, so I have not thought about how long ago it was written.
为什么会这样想
？Why do I think like this?
你们要知道，神是全智的神。
You must know that God is an Almighty.
他当然也会知道说你们今天会碰到什么情形呢、啊、
？He too know that what you will meet with certain situations.
神不会没有想到说今天这个时代是这样啊。
God will not think. Will not know that. God knows what kind of situation we'll be in like today.
所以神在讲圣经的时候，在末世启示，在末世先知的时候，他已经顾虑到我们了。
And so when God inspired the scriptures and when He caused the prophets to write down these words, He has already considered us today.
所以我觉得说神的话语是最合时代潮流的。
And so I believe that the words of God is most apt for our times today.
甚至有时候想起来，如果用人来想，有时候觉得很残忍了。
And sometimes when we make use of man, man's ways to think, it is very heartless.
摩西的律法颁布之后
after the laws of Moses were established,
一直到他们要王国要灭亡
until the nation was about to be destroyed.
这中间可能是一千多年吧。
This is perhaps a period of 1,000 over years.
算九百年好了。
Okay, less than 900 years.
好了，那他们为什么要灭亡
？And why was it to be destroyed?
因为他们没有遵守九百年前的摩西律法。
Because they have not observed the laws of Moses written 900 years ago.
你有时候想起来会觉得很难过。
And when you think about this, you'll be very sad.
这个律法九百年前颁布的。
This law was written 900 years ago.
现在已经九百年以后了，神啊，九百年以后了，你有没有看见
？God, have you seen that this is 900 years later?
你怎么拿九百年以前的律法来审判我们
？Why do you make use of a law established 900 years ago to judge us today?
这是因为我们认知错误。
And this is because we have a wrong understanding.
因为我们一直觉得说时代是对的。
Because we keep on thinking that the times is right.
我们一直生活在时间当中。
We are living in the midst of time.
昨天已经过去了。
Yesterday has passed.
今天是新的。
Today is a new day.
明天是未来。
Tomorrow is the day to come.
但是你忘记了。
But you've forgotten.
忘记神的话是永恒的。
You've forgotten the words of God is eternal.
他已经知道了。
He knows.
他讲话的命令是颁给万世的人。
And his words are spoken for people of all times.
使徒时代要受洗得圣灵才能够进天国。今天两千年以后一样是受洗得圣灵进天国，不会改变的。
During the days of apostles, you need to be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. Similarly, today it is the same.
因为我们人是神所造的。
Because men are created by God.
神最知道我们的能力在哪里。
And God knows where our powers are.
他绝对不会将那我们不能遵守的律法加给我们。
And he will not give us laws that we are not able to fulfill.
我们要相信神的大爱。
You have to believe in the great love of God.
不要反过来说这圣经是不合潮流的。
And do not turn your face and say that the Bible is not with the times.
我们来请看约翰一书。
First John.
约翰一书。
First John.
约翰一书的第五章。
First John chapter 5.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我们遵守神的诫命就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
For this, you ever had this feeling?
神的诫命不是难守的。
That the commandments of God is not burdensome.
我像你们这么年轻的时候觉得很难呢。
When I was like you, I felt it to be burdensome.
如果少看圣经，可能日子过得好一点。
If I were to read the Bible less, then I may have a better life.
天天看圣经，每天都知道说什么不能做。
And every day I read the Bible, every day I find that there are things I cannot do.
那时候我专注的点是什么不能做？
At that time, I only concentrated on what I cannot do.
所以会很痛苦。
So I find it a burden.
就像我们看到你们年轻班有一封信一样。
So just like I saw a letter in your youth notice board.
到哪里才是没有犯罪？
Up to where then it's not a sin.
你想说什么不要做，我不要去做到它就好了，去的我去做了。
Right, so you only think about what you ought not to do and don't do it, and you can do the rest.
这样诫命你很难守。
That if this is the way, then you find the commandments are very difficult to observe.
你在走，你现在想找那法律漏洞啊。
Because you're trying to find loopholes in the law.
那现在老了。
Now I'm old.
现在在想说跟从主就对了。
So now I think that just by following the law is right.
现在不再问说什么不能做了。
Now I no longer ask what are the things I cannot do.
因为人的生命很短啊。
Because man's life is short.
现在所问的是什么应该做。
So now we should ask what are the things that we ought to do.
什么还没有做。
What are the things that we have yet to do.
因为行善，我们有心行善，但是生命很短啊。
But we have the desire to do good, but the life is short.
我们这一生善行不完啊。
There's no way we can accomplish all the good that we want to do in this
lifetime. 所以你若每天去关心别人，去探访别人，你根本就没有时间去想说什么不能做。
So every day, if you spend your time to visit people and to be concerned about them, you have no time to consider what are the things that you cannot do.
所以这样神的律法对你来讲已经不是难守的了。
So then the laws of God are no longer a burden to you.
圣经的道德观念也是很好守的。
And the commandments and precepts of the Bible are also very easy for you to observe.
所以我们要相信神不是残忍的。
So we must believe that God is not heartless.
他知道我们软弱在哪里。
He knows where our weaknesses are.
他知道我们能力在哪里。
He knows where our strengths lie.
他当然会颁给我们那永恒的一个律法。
And of course, He will give us this eternal law.
是每个人都可以遵守的。
And it's a law that every one of us can observe.
只看我们愿不愿意。
And it only depends on whether we want to do it or not.
不合时代潮流有什么关系？
It doesn't matter if you're not with the times.
反正这时代会过去的。
Because this time will pass away.
你今天的衣服要留下来。
The clothes that you're wearing today will.
你不要以为说时代过了赶快丢掉。
Do not think that since the times has passed, you just throw your clothes away.
你今天衣服留下来，以后你孙子可以穿。
You can leave your clothes, keep your clothes today, and then your grandsons can wear it.
因为潮流会再回来。
Because the fashions will come back again.
你会跟不完的。
You can never follow, keep up with them.
人跟神的变化在哪里？
And where is the change
区别在哪里？
Where is the difference between man and God?
人一直在变。
Man keeps on changing.
人的律法，人的道德观念，人的各方面都一直在变。
Man's laws, man's sense of morals keep on changing.
但是神是永恒。
But God is eternal.
所以这是痛苦。
So this is suffering.
但是如果你明白，就不会痛苦了。
But if you understand, then it no longer becomes a suffering.
所以我很不喜欢讲听到那什么开放啊，你是保守的，我是开放的话。
So I don't like to hear about whether you're conservative or you are very open-minded.
说西方社会很开放。
Saying that oh, the Western society is very open-minded.
每个人都希望开放一点。
And every one of us hopes to be more open.
开放的人生。
An open lifestyle.
我说西方社会很淫乱。
Says that oh, the Western society is very immoral.
那不是开放。
That is not.Being open-minded.
开放的是我们。
We are very open.
我们不是保守。
We are not conservative.
这个质疑之争啊。我们海阔天空，向着天国啊。
We are looking up and towards the skies, heavens.
天国哇，心胸开阔。
Oh, the heavens. Oh, then your hearts are opening up.
地球一个小小的。
The earth is but a small thing.
第四个。
Fourth suffering.
苦难的邀请在哪里？
Where is this invitation to suffering?
最矛盾的地方。
The most contradicting thing.
我永远不能明白的地方。
The place where I can never understand.
得圣灵。
Receiving the Holy Spirit.
我觉得说我已经有智慧了。
I feel that I have the wisdom.
因为我老祖宗吃了三恶果。
Because my forefathers ate the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
有时候我觉得说我比神聪明一点点。
Sometimes I think that I am wiser than God a little bit.
不晓得你们会不会这样。
I don't think, don't know whether you feel this way.
我真的想过呢。
I have thought about this before.
我想说哪天我遇见了神啊。
Since if one day I were to meet God,
我要跟他建议一下。
I want to suggest to him.
得圣灵商量一下哈。得圣灵，我们商量一下。
Let's discuss about receiving the Holy Spirit.
难道神不晓得我们现在是文明社会吗？
Does not go that we are in a civilized age today?
为什么得到圣灵这么原始的状态？
Why is it that when you receive the Holy Spirit, it's such
我们表现出来啊，噜噜噜噜，身体震动，好像很原始啊。
So why is it that the manifestation of one receiving Holy Spirit today seems to be very ancient?
我有一个朋友
，I have a friend.
他有一个朋友在那个 UNESCO 哈 ，UNESCO 哈 ，UNESCO 就是国际联合国的文教处啊 ，UNESCO 工作。
He has a friend who is working in UNESCO.
他有一天说要到教会来录音。
One day he said he wants to come to church to make a recording.
我说为什么
？I said why?
他说我们要来研究那原始的语言。
He says that he wants to make a study of the original language.
我说你如果不要告诉我，你偷偷录音了就算了。
I said if you will not tell me and to record this secretly, then it's okay.
那你既然告诉我，就说不行。
But since you have told me this, I say cannot.
因为我们跟神讲话，你不能偷听。
Because you cannot eavesdrop into our conversations with God.
你可以录去分析分析原始声音。
So he wanted to make a recording to make a study of the original
language. 所以很多时候我们朋友为什么不来
？So many times, why is it our friends do not come?
道理很好了，祷告，哎呀。如果能够不要这样的话，也是更好，对不对？
The truth is very good, but if your prayers are not like this, then it will be even better, isn't it?
这点我真的是不懂哎。
I truly don't understand this.
为什么神的圣灵降下来是这样
？Why is it when God gives Holy Spirit like this?
我要建议他。
I want to make a suggestion to him.
说神啊
，Say God,
你这样我们传福音很困难的。
God, if you do this like this, then it's difficult for us to preach the gospel.
巴黎香水很贵。
The perfumes in Paris are very expensive.
如果每个人得到圣灵，都散发出巴黎香水的香味。
If every one of us receive the Holy Spirit, and then we can give off a fragrance like the perfumes of Paris.
只要你圣灵在，香味就在，也不用每天早上起来喷。
As long as you have the Holy Spirit, you have the fragrance or the perfumes, then you don't have to spray yourself every day.
这样我们传福音会简单许多。
Then it'll be much easier for us to preach the gospel.
这样要辨别有圣灵没有圣灵也方便许多了。
And it's also easy for one to know whether one has the Holy Spirit or not.
那时候所谓的那种假先知就是喷人工香水的是假的啦。
And so if those false prophets spray themselves with this perfumes and their
你们不会觉得这建议很好吗
？Don't you think this is a good suggestion？
我觉得很好。
I think that is very good。
但我不晓得谁为什么不这样做嘞，我真不明白呢。
And I don't understand why God doesn't do it this way。
我到现在还是不能明白。
And up to now I cannot understand。
为什么祷告是这样
？Why is it that in prayers like this？
这成为一个我们传福音很大的阻碍。
And this becomes a great obstacle in our preaching.
也是成为我们被人家议论的一个很大的一个焦点。
And this also is a great point of contention by other people.
那我就看说啊，苦难的邀请呢。
So I see, an invitation of suffering.
这也是苦难。
This is also a suffering.
因为我们来请看约翰福音的十四章。
Let's look at John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John 14.
十七节。
Verse 17.
这里说真理的圣灵乃是人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他。
Here's this.
你是世人所不能接受的。
Whom the world cannot receive.
所以我们发觉一个很两对立的一个现象。
And so there are two contrasting point of view.
普通的弟兄姐妹了哈，特别软弱的我们不谈了。
A normal brother and sister，
特别软弱的
，we shall discuss about those who are very weak。
我们知道圣灵是保惠师
，we know that the Spirit, Holy Spirit is the counselor。
我们相信的人大声祷告求圣灵。
We who believe in Jesus, pray very loudly for the Holy Spirit。
得到圣灵，我们欢喜快乐，得到安慰。
And when we receive the Holy Spirit, we are full of joy and we are comforted。
我们巴不得天天就这样祷告。
And we would like to pray in this manner every day.
那些不认识的呢
？And for those who do not recognize,
吓都吓死了。
They are frightened by all this.
哎，怎么这种祷告
？Oh, how can you pray in this manner?
那这很不文明，很不雅。
Oh, it doesn't seem to be very civilized.
这个不雅也是这个字义之争呐，哈。这个都是字的争呐。
And all these uncivilized things can be words of contention.
你们有没有看过那个非洲人嘴巴这样翘翘的，有没有？
Have you seen the Africans whose
你们应该看过嘛
？Whose lips are stick out？
一个大盘子在这里啊，吃饭这样吃的。
No, the lips are like，
然后这样也很漂亮啊。
To them, it's very beautiful。
那有我好像是我们在我们东南亚这边有一个脖子很长的哈。
And in Southeast Asia, there's some with very long necks。
然后放很多这个铜圈呐，哇，很长。
They have put a lot of
那这样也很漂亮啊！所以雅不雅这个是很抽象了。
And so, whether
我到你们家脱鞋子，我觉得说很不雅。
Civilized. Whether one is civilized or not, it is actually very abstract because it differs from people to people.
这是不一样的。当然，所以保罗说不要，我们不要虚谈啊，我们不要虚谈，因为翻不出来。这个虚谈没有用，我们回到道理上面来。
Okay, so let's return back to the truth.
好了，所以这雅不雅，不要以世界的标准来看。
So, we should not judge things according to the standards of the world.
我觉得神的决定是最对的。
And I believe that God's judgment is the best.
这是一个苦难。
This is a suffering.
但是这是一个恩典。
But this is a grace.
那我又想回来。
Yeah, I think back.
但以理没有罪。
Daniel had no sin.
他的同事找不到攻击他的地方。
His colleagues couldn't find an area whereby they can attack him.
到最后他们找到什么地方呢？
And what could they find?
祷告。
Prayer.
刚才你没有什么毛病，就是祷告有毛病。
Daniel had no problems except in the area of prayer.
所以哇，就抓着他祷告一直攻击。
And so they took his point of prayer and attacked him in that manner.
就算做一个预表了。
This is like a prefiguration.
算做一个预表哈，说预表说我们将来得胜利要，就是别人这就道理很好，就是祷告不行了。
So just a prefiguration of us today that everything is very good except in the area of prayer.
所以我们要坚持它。
So we have to be resolute.
我相信神有他美好的旨意。
I believe that God has this wonderful will behind us.
所以我祷告很欢喜快乐。
And so when I pray, I'm in great joy.
我从来不会觉得说这个不雅。
I do not find that this is very uncivilized.
我觉得这是很好。
I believe that this is very good.
因为我在灵里面享受。
Because I am enjoying myself in the spirit.
那你不懂，你本来是不能接受的。
So you do not understand because you do not.You're not able to receive it.
所以这是苦难的邀请。
And so this is an invitation of suffering.
那这是个苦难的邀请。
So this four invitation of suffering.
第一个，主耶稣的呼召。
First, the calling of the Lord Jesus.
第二个，按真意分解圣经。
And the second is to discern, handle the word of truth.
第三个，我们是不合这时代的。
And the third point is that we are not according, not with the times of this world.
第四个，得圣灵说方言。
And the fourth point is to receive the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues.
这都是非常的苦。
And all these are sufferings.
我们再请看以赛亚书的五十三章。
Let's look at Isaiah 53.
啊，其实我怎么想都觉得说那个巴黎香水的建议很好。
No matter how I think initially, the suggestion about the Paris, perfumes of Paris is very good.
我相信你们有同感了，我相信了
哈。I believe you have the same thinking as I.
我实在是不懂哈，为什么
？I do not understand why.
好，第十节，五十三章第十节。
Isaiah 53 verse 10.
耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭。
Yet,
他独生子，神对他独生子耶稣。
God to His only Son Jesus.
在圣经预言说，定义给他受苦。
The Bible prophesied that He it is the will of God to bruise Him.
要他受苦。
To make Him suffer.
神他可以成全救恩，可以有很多种哎。
There are many ways that God can accomplish His work of salvation.
真的应该有很多种嘛。
There are of course many ways.
为什么一定要走受苦的道路
？And why should He just walk on this way of suffering?
但是耶和华已经定义了。
Because this is the will.
要让他受苦。
Is for him to suffer,
要让我们得安慰
so that we can be comforted.
我们来请看哥林多前书，帖撒罗尼迦前书的第三章。
First Thessalonians chapter 3.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章。
First Thessalonians chapter 3.
第三章的第三节。
Chapter 3 verse 3.
他说免得有人被诸般的患难摇动，因为你们自己知道，我们受患难原是命定的。
That's.
我们被造本来就是要受患难的。
So we can say that we have been called because, we are to suffer.
我们受患难原是命定的。
For we know that our sufferings is our lot.
所以你有没有受患难
？So have you ever suffered?
如果你没有受患难，你还没有进入神的道路上面。
And if you have not suffered, then you have yet to walk, come into this way of suffering.
但我相信刚刚讲到四点，多多少少每个人都摸到一点了。
I believe that the four points which I mentioned just now, all of us are experiencing one way or
another. 那神为什么叫我们受苦
？But why does God want us to suffer?
受苦是为了什么
？What is the purpose of all the suffering?
受苦是为了要学习神的道理。
The purpose of the sufferings is for us to learn the word of God.
如果没有受苦
，if we do not suffer,
我们就很难学习神的道理。
It's difficult for us to learn the word of God.
那我们要一定要经过受苦
，so we have to undergo through the suffering.
经过受苦，我们才能够被熬炼成为金金。
And only in this way can we be refined to pure gold.
那还有受苦能够让我们多祷告。
And through sufferings, it will enable us to pray more.
在苦难当中
，in the midst of sufferings,
我们的祷告才是很真诚的。
Our prayers are very sincere.
在苦难当中
，in the midst of sufferings,
我们才知道说人的能力有限。
Then we know that man is limited.
我们需要主。
We need the Lord.
我需要主。
We need the Lord.
我人怎么看我都没有关系的。
And no matter how man views us, it doesn't matter.
你看一个孩子得了绝症。
You see a child getting cancer.
他们可以放弃一切的意愿。
They can give up all things.
这是亲戚朋友所不能谅解的。
And this is something where the friends and relatives cannot understand.
在神面前祷告。
To come before God to pray.
因为他受苦。
Because he's suffering.
他知道说人的讥笑、人的议论已经不在乎了。
He
He knows that it doesn't matter whether man loves or cheer him any longer.
我要跪在神的面前,
I want to kneel before the Lord.
但我讲这个意思不是说看病是不好的,
of course, I don't mean that it's wrong for us to seek a doctor when we are sick.
我是很赞成去看医生的啦,
I agree about looking, seeking the advice of a doctor.
耶稣也说有病的就应该看医生,
Jesus said that even the sick need a physician. Coming back again.
我没有赞成你们嫁娶外邦人,
I do not agree to you marrying non-believers.
嫁娶外邦人是不好的,
it is not right for you to marry an unbeliever.
你知道善不去行就是罪了,
if you know what's right and you don't do it, then it's a sin.
我希望你们在主里面,
I hope that you will remain in the Lord.
不一定要等介绍人,
you need not wait for someone to introduce you.
如果真的有中意的对象,
if you have found your life partner,
就谈一谈,
then have a discussion.
这是我的原则,
this is my principle.
听清楚了吗?
Have you heard clearly?
因为听说进入亚当教会讲婚姻道理要特别谨慎,
because I heard that you have to be very careful when you're talking about marriage in Adventist Church.
我讲得很谨慎,
I'm very careful what I say.
讲的也是我心里的话,
and these are the words which come from within me.
好,
so we have to suffer.
我们再请看约伯记,
let's look at Job.
约伯记的36章,
Job 36.
约伯记36章,
Job 36,
21节,
verse 21.
他说你要谨慎不可看重罪孽, 因为你选择罪孽, 过于选择苦难。
Take heed, do not turn to iniquity, for this you have chosen rather than affliction.
这也是我们常常所选择的,
and this is often our choice.
选择不合乎神旨意的事情, 过于选择苦难,
we often choose things which are not in accordance to the will of God rather than to choose suffering.
因为面对苦难, 我们都会想退缩,
because when we meet with afflictions, we want to,
我们想找到一个妥协点,
and we want to find a refuge.
如果不要这么苦,
if you don't have to suffer so much,
能不能换另外一个方法,
can we change it in another way?
但是 圣经告诉我们,
but the Bible tells us,
你要谨慎,
you must take heed,
不可看重罪孽,
do not turn to iniquity,
因为你选择罪孽, 过于选择苦难,
because you have chosen iniquity rather than affliction.
这是我们面对任何事情的一个选择,
and this is something that we have to make a choice.
要知道圣经的罪不是说你去犯了什么大罪的罪的罪,
do not think about the sin in the Bible as the sin that you have committed, a great sin or a small sin.
如果你知道善不去行就是罪了,
if you know that something is right and you don't go and do it to you, then it's a sin.
你知道应该这样祷告, 你若故意, 真的我碰过这样的人, 他得胜他不愿意用灵言祷告的, 我碰过, 那这就是你的罪了,
I've seen someone who has received the Holy Spirit but he's not willing to pray in tongues, and to him it's a sin as well.
因为你看清神给你的恩典,
because you have despised the grace that God has given you.
你不愿意接受这苦难的邀请,
you're not willing to accept this invitation to suffering.
我们再来请看以赛亚书的30章,
Isaiah 30,
Isaiah 30,
Isaiah chapter 30,
20节,
verse 20.
你虽以艰难，我主虽以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你眼必听见你的教师。
And though the Lord gave you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will not hide himself anymore, but your eyes shall see your teacher.
你或向左或向右，你必听见后面有声音说：“这是正路，要行在其间。”
And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left.
你走在困苦的道路上的时候,
when you're walking this road of affliction,
你有时候会觉得说是不是走错路了,
you may feel that, you may wonder whether are you walking in the wrong way.
你想要离开这里,
you want to leave this place.
但是后面有声音告诉你,
but behind you there's a voice saying,
说这是正路,
this is the way,
你要行在其间,
walk in it.
你在工作上有痛苦,
when you are suffering your work,
为了主,
but for the Lord,
这是正路,
this is the correct way.
但我们要反省自己的,
but we have to examine ourselves.
如果真的是为了主,
if it's truly for the Lord,
为了一时的不顺利,
if it's just for the momentarily
fictions, 不要想离开,
do not think about leaving,
因为你这样会选择罪恶,
because in this way you have chosen,
你这个时候你要选择苦难,
in this way you must choose affliction.
这是正路,
this is the correct way.
你不要离开,
do not leave this way.
你要行在其间,
you must walk in it.
保罗非常爱提摩太,
Paul truly loved Timothy,
他甚至称提摩太为他的儿子,
and he once called Timothy his son in faith.
一个做父亲的,
as a father,
怎么写信给他儿子呢?
How does he write to his son?
保罗这一生已经够苦了。
Paul was already in suffering.
就像我当传道的时候，会想说，我以后会不会叫我儿子当传道啊？
So just like me being a preacher now, I have ever thought whether I will ask my son to be a preacher next time.
但是现在传道不受苦，我们讲清楚一点。
Of course, now preachers do not suffer. I like to make this clear.
我进房间就有冷气。
When I go to my room, there's aircon.
冰箱开了就有可口可乐。
When I open the fridge, there's Coca-Cola.
冲凉一开水就很大。
And the mud switch on the tap, great.That's a lot of water.
所以这个传道现在不是受苦。
So now preachers do not suffer.
受苦是保罗
了。Paul suffered.
但是我没有受苦，我都觉得说，是不是要叫我儿子当传道？
So if I'm not,
我虽然没有在受苦但是我总觉得说有点苦了。我儿子以后不要当传道，因为闲言闲语太多了。
Although I'm not suffering, but yet I wonder whether I should ask my son to continue to be a preacher.
人要得救有百百种路。
Because on the road to salvation, there are many ways that one can walk.
你们坐在那边也是得救啊。
You sit there, you are being saved as well.
为什么站在台上有时候讲错话要录音？
Why is it I have to stand up here and sometimes when I say something wrong, it's being recorded?
以后会被审问的，真的，以后会被审问的。
True enough, God will next time inquire of us of His words that we spoke.
我们来看提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
保罗受过这么大的苦
Paul suffered so much.
他这么爱他的儿子
And he truly loved his son.
他怎么写信给他的儿子
So how does he write to his son?
我儿，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
Chapter 2 verse 1, you then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
第三节
verse 3,
你要和我同受苦难。
Share in suffering with me.
他这条路他走过了。
He has walked this way.
他说我的儿，你要跟我一样。
Says my son, you must be like me.
要跟我同受苦难。
You must share in my suffering.
做基督的精兵。
As a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
因为在主里面的人。
Because.
保罗说凡是立志行善的都会受苦的
All those who resolve to do good shall suffer
在三章的十二节
This is chapter 3 verse 12
不但这样
And not only this
凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的也要受逼迫
And those who wish to live a godly life in Christ Jesus shall be persecuted
所以虽然我不是很苦
So although I may not be in great sufferings
但是我要邀请你们
But I have this request of you
不是我儿了我的兄弟啊
Not my sons, my brothers and sisters
isters 也有哈，我的兄弟姐妹啊
my brothers and sisters，
你们要和我也和保罗，我们要和保罗一样同受苦难的。
We must be like Paul to share in his sufferings，
因为这条路是正路。
Because this is the way of truth，
虽然是苦难的邀请。
Although this is an invitation to suffering，
神跟亚伯拉罕讲
，God told Abraham，
亚伯拉罕
，Abraham，
这神也很重用他，神也真的是熬炼他了哈。
And God was truly trying to train him up。
我们来请看。创世纪
Genesis
创世纪二十二章
Chapter 22 This was a request of God to Abraham
亚伯兰已经离开本地本族富家跟从了神了
Abraham has left his country his kindred and his father's house
你想说你已经奉献很多了
He has already sacrificed a great deal
但是没有想到过了二十几年
But he didn't think after 20 over years
再来一次邀请
God make thisrequest again
这次邀请是什么
and what was this request
二十二章的第一节
chapter 22 verse 1
这是以后神要试验亚伯拉罕
after these things God tested Abraham
就呼叫说亚伯拉罕
said him Abraham
他说我在这里
Abraham said here am I
神说你带着你的儿子你的独生子就是你所爱的以撒
and God told him take your son your only son Isaac whom you love
你如果要别人一个书哈你如果想要得到别人一个东西
，If you want to receive something from someone else，
你会说你这个你不要了哈，给我吧。
You say, oh, this is something you don't want, right? Give it to me。
你除非说哇，这个你很喜欢呢，能不能给我
？You just say that, oh, this is something you like a lot. Will you give it to me？
你总希望说他忘记一下，说他很喜欢这个东西。
You will hope that he has forgotten that he loves this thing a lot。
看能不能拿到
，and see whether he can take it。
但神他不是这样的。
But God wasn't like this。
他带着你的儿子
，He
带着你的儿子
，Bring your son。
这还不够啊。
It's not only this.
因为亚伯兰说哪一个啊？以实玛利还是以撒
？So Abraham say, "Oh, which one, Ishmael or Isaac?"
你要独生的。
So it's your only son.
两个都是独生的。
Both of them are only sons.
每个太太只生一个。
Because each wife has one son.
你所爱的。
Whom you love.
逃不掉啊。
You cannot run away.
就是以撒，你不要装傻。
And that's Isaac. He cannot.
我讲的是以撒。
What I'm saying, who I'm saying is Isaac.
所以你要带你的儿子、你的独生子、你所爱的以撒去献祭。
So take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and to offer him as a sacrifice.
献了燔祭。
And offer him as a burnt offering.
我有个孩子八岁，不是很可爱。
I have a son who's 8 years old and he's very lovable.
不是很可爱。
Not very lovable.
但是感谢神，我看起来是不错了。
But thank God, when I see him, it's quite all right.
心里面很宝贝，真的。
And it's truly a treasure in my heart.
人结婚以后，有时候会比较没有想太太，比较想小孩。
And after marriage, actually, one thinks more about the child than the wife.
真的哈，你在外面想小孩子比较多。
It's the fact that when you're away from home, you think about the child more than the wife.
所以我们很能够体谅亚伯拉罕的心呢。
So we can truly empathize with how Abraham.
我那个也是独生的呢。
That's only my.
那个是我所爱的。
And whom I love.
神说献给我。
God says, offer him to me.
哇，这个邀请太超出人的常理。
Oh, this request is above the reasoning of man.
但是亚伯拉罕他怎么回应呢
？But how did Abraham reply?
第三节
，verse three.
亚伯拉罕那天没有说睡晚一点呐、啊，反正跟孩子抱久一点。
Abraham didn't sleep longer that morning by cuddling up his son.
有些人想说，哎，要献了哈、啊，再多抱几下，再献给神哈、啊。
Some people may think that, oh, since I want to sacrifice my son, let me embrace my son for a few moments longer.
甚至说亚伯拉罕清早就起来。
But Bible says that Abraham rose early in the morning.
可能是比平常还要早一点。
That's even earlier than normal.
自己就预备了驴
，and saddled his ass,
辟好了柴
，and gathered his materials,
就走了。
And then he went off.
这是一个很苦难的邀请。
This was a great invitation to suffering.
但是亚伯拉罕接受。
But Abraham accepted it.
他接受神苦难的邀请。
He accepted this invitation to suffering.
因为他知道这是神。
Because he knows that this is God.
25年前呼召他。
25 years ago, he called me.
在路上照顾他。
And he took care of me and my way.
应许他给孩子的。
And he has given me, promised me a son.
现在他要。
And now he wants the son back.
好，我给他。
All right, I'll give it to him.
他就去了。
So he went.
一直到山上。
Until the mountain.
他绑他小孩。
He tied the son up.
慢慢绑，我要是我就慢慢绑了。
If it was me, I would tie him up slowly.
总希望说能不能打一个雷，说神讲个话。
I hope that the lightning will strike and God will say something.
但是又没有声音，好，再绑慢一点。
Oh, God doesn't say anything. I'll tie even slower.
要不然说，哎，以撒这个柴可能是不够干了，去晒一晒，晒久一点。
I say, oh, Isaac, the wood is not dry enough. Perhaps you go and dry it out in the sun for longer.
我们现在。套一句现在的话就是给神时间了、啊、不要太急了
so what you're trying to do is that give God more time and not to be too anxious about it
但亚伯拉罕没有这样
but Abraham didn't do this
他一切照常、
he did all things as normal
他献给神
he offered Isaac
等到他手拿起来的时候
when he took up the knife
神呼叫他
God called him
说亚伯拉罕亚伯拉罕
Abraham Abraham
如果哪天神叫你两次你就有福气了、
if one day God calls you two times you are blessed
我圣经没有看很多，但是我觉得说神在呼召的时候如果是亲爱的呼召，不是两声哦，亚伯拉罕。
So I have not read the Bible many times, but when I see God calls out in the voice of love, it's often calling his name two times, Abraham, Abraham.
Samuel.
Samuel, Samuel.
Saul.
Saul, Saul.
为什么逼迫我
？Why do you persecute me？
如果神只讲一次的话
，If God calls you once by name，
杨一鸣。哇，好看你就玩了一半了。
Then you.
如果说杨一鸣有希望
because 杨一鸣 twice then you have hope
你们可以去查看好像是这样的样子
it seems as though it's like this
所以听他说亚伯拉罕哇有希望了
so say, when God called Abraham oh he has hope
我已经知道你了
I know your ways
你接受我这苦难的邀请
you have accepted my invitation
我要给你大福气
I will bless you greatly
所以在16节
so in verse 16
16节说我指着自己起誓
and by myself I have sworn
以前没有这样
in the past I've not done this
以前神跟亚伯兰立过很多约
in the past God has made many covenants with Abraham
所以希伯来书只提这一次
and that's why in the book of Hebrews it only mentions this incident
因为没有什么比神更大了
because there's nothing else that's greater than this
所以神就指着自己起誓
greater than God. So God says that by myself I have sworn
要赐给他极大的福气
that I will bless you greatly
因为他接受神苦难的邀请
because he has accepted the invitation of suffering
今天也是一样
today is the same
邀请是苦难的
this invitation is an invitation of suffering
你如果肯接受的话
if you're willing to accept this
平安就临到
peace will come to you
我希望我们慕道朋友能够听清楚最后一句
I hope that our friends and relatives can hear this last sentence clearly
我再重复一次
I'll repeat this once again
神的邀请是苦难的
This God's invitation is an invitation of suffering
你就当作没有听见了
Take it as though you have not heard this
当作说不是苦难了
Take this as not a suffering
就像亚伯拉罕一样清早起来就背驴了
Just like Abraham getting up early in the morning to settle his ass
你接下来当作是个结婚了结婚的那个红帖子
Take this as an invitation to a wedding
拿起来
Take it up
你只要敢拿住
As long as you're bold enough to accept this invitation
平安就在你面前
Peace lies before you
神会是给你平安
God will give you peace
彼得他们也是这样
Peter was the same
他们接受苦难的邀请
When they accepted this invitation of suffering
耶稣告诉他
Jesus told him
从此以后 你要到人家所 你所不愿意去的地方。
From now onwards, you go to places where you're not willing to go.
他接受了。
But he accepted it.
结果他去了。
And he went.
被打了半天。
And he was beaten up.
他出来唱歌，欢喜快乐。
When he came out, he was rejoicing and singing.
保罗被打得很痛。
Paul was beaten up a great deal.
坐得不舒服。
And he couldn't sit properly.
趴着睡也不是，躺着睡也不是。
He cannot lie down to sleep. He cannot sit up to sleep.
他在监狱里面唱诗。
But he sang hymns in prison.
保罗唱诗可能是因为太痛，睡不着。
Paul sang hymns perhaps because it was too painful for him to sleep.
因为那个狱主相信以后就带他去洗伤口，有没有？
Because then the jailer, after believing in Jesus, took him and bandaged up his
wound. 所以是很苦难，但是很平安。
But although it's a great suffering, it is one of full of peace.
那我们信主的弟兄姐妹。
So we brothers who believe in Jesus.
看我们的先辈。
看我们的长辈。We look at our ancestors.
他们也流过很多泪。
They have shed many tears as well.
他们比我们还要受苦。
They have suffered more than us.
那我们看他们。
And we look at them.
真的，有时候看那些长辈哈。
And true enough, when we look at our elders.
我在时间过了一点点，没有关系的。因为听说可以讲到十一点半，不要真的假的。那个我在那个三地教会。
When I was in the Hilltop Churches.
我很感动啊。
I was very moved.
真的，我很少那么感动过。我听见证很少那么感动过。
I've seldom been moved by testimonies so much.
那这我们可能听过，有两个部落哈是不一样的。那个推币那部落，那个怎么讲？种族不一样的。
These two tribes, they're different.
好，那我们知道我们正式教会在台湾有个殉道的哈，就那个部落的信耶稣。
And so, in Taiwan, there's this hill tribe where they believe in Jesus.
逼迫很大。
But there was great persecution there.
他们说那个，他们就拿着刀在他们面前呢。
It seems that people there take up knives in front of
them
and ask them, do you want to believe in Jesus?
你说不信就没事。
If you say you don't believe in Jesus, then nothing happens.
如果信的话就打。
But if you believe in Jesus, then they'll be beaten.
一个一个问呢。
They'll ask one by one.
他们都信。
Many of them say, yes, we believe.
被打。
They were beaten.
一个被打死。
One was beaten to death.
但这苦很苦。
And this was a great suffering.
他真的很苦，我们没有在那环境，你不晓得那个苦。
And, although it's a great suffering, we cannot really understand because we're not there.
我们现在被人家讲两句就觉得很苦了。
Now when people just say a few words against us, we find a great suffering.
那时候是被打。
At that time, they were beaten.
被全族的人排斥。
And they were despised by the whole tribe.
他们坚持信仰。
But they were resolute in their faith.
到最后才是苦的不能忍受。
And they suffered a great deal till they could not actually take it any longer.
就逃了。
So they ran for their lives.
所以有天晚上他们就逃。
So at night they ran.
天太暗了。
But the night was too dark.
见证那个人还活着。
The one who testified.
他们那一批人都活着了。
There's still many of them who are living.
所以我是听他们那一批人就被打的在逃的那一批人说见证的。
So I heard this testimony from those who were beaten up and who ran away.
没有念过神学，没有念过考古学的。
They have not studied theology, never studied archaeology.
他们眼神非常的明亮。
But their eyes towards God is very bright.
不是漂亮，你看得见神的爱在里面。
But they could see, you can see the love of God in them.
他们说他们跑。
They said they ran.
天黑。
The night was dark.
在深山里面。
And it was in a forest.
跑到没有路诶。
And they ran till they could not find a way out.
因为太苦了，一定要离开啊。
Because there was such great suffering.
没有路怎么办？
But there's no way. What do you do?
天使显现。
Angel appeared.
天使显现了。
The angel appeared.
天使显现跟他们讲。
And angel appeared and told them.
说你们跟着我跑。
Says follow me.
我们再跑上去会有一辆卡车来。
And where I will bring you, there will be this truck.
卡车如果来，你们什么都不要问，上去坐就对了。
And when this truck comes, do not ask anything, just get up and sit.
他们就跟着真的是跟天使跑。
So they followed angel and ran.
天使没有让他们飞起来，没有，还是跑。
Angel didn't fly up. Angel ran along with them.
真的是一辆卡车来了。
And true enough, a truck came.
来了，有天使上去，可是停下来。
So the angel went up and stopped there.
天使坐车顶了。
Angel sat at the rooftop of the truck.
他们坐到车子里面。
So they sat into the
car. 然后卡车带他们到另外一个村落去。
And truck brought them to another village.
那个教会跟他们这个种族不一样，是世仇啊。
And
他们种族不一样，是世仇。
And this hill tribe, the other hill tribe is enemies with this hill tribe.
但是因为信耶稣，他们接待他们。
But because they believe in Jesus, they accepted them.
他们房子给他们住诶。
They gave them the houses to stay.
田地给他们耕种。
And they gave them the lands to till.
好像是过了六年。
Seems that 6 years has passed.
等到他们那村落贫瘠下来以后，他们才回去。
After the hill tribe members have come down, they return.
现在建立一个很好的教会。
And now they establish a very good church there.
我就问他。
So I asked him.
说你看到天使怎么样
says, we saw the angel, what was he like?
他那眼神我没有忘记
He has not forgotten.
他那眼睛这样好像在看天了
整
在想东西的时候眼会看天或者看地上他那时候看天了
So when he was thinking, his eyes were staring up to heaven.
你看他好像重新看见一样
It's as though he once again saw the angel.
他长得很高大
He says, oh, he was big in stature, having white clothes.
很俊美
And very beautiful.
我很感动
I was very moved
我就说他们是配得的
I said, oh, they are worthy
他们受苦难
They have suffered
他们得到很大的平安
They have received a great peace
他们到现在还在持守什么道理
And up to now, they still maintain their faith
所以我们这条路很多人走过
So this way of ours has been walked by many people
耶稣走过
Jesus has walked this way
使徒走过
The apostles have walked this
way 我们的祖父祖母我们的兄弟姐妹走过
Our grandfathers, grandmothers, ancestors, our brothers have walked this way
如果你是第一个信主的 有很多见证人
If you're the first to believe there are many witnesses
为什么他们走过这条路没有喊一声苦
Why is it that when they have walked this way they haven't cried out in suffering
苦我们绝对不是最大的
Suffering is not the greatest to us
他们得到很大荣耀
They receive great glory
就他们跟我讲完以后
And after saying all these things to us
他们献诗
They presented a hymn.
他们唱208首
They sang hymn 208.
我这样208首唱本来是不会感动的
Actually, when I sing 208, I would not be moved.
但是他们唱
But because they sang this,
那些受过大患的人唱出这个歌
For those who suffered a great deal, persecuted, and they sang this,
我非常感动
I was greatly moved.
我们来唱208首
I sing 208.